I then cracked an eye and looked at him as he set the tray down. He looked sad, his head drooping, and his eyes zoned out as though he was looking at something far away. I cocked my head and said,
"Hey, Shiro?"
"Yeah?" he asked without turning around.
"Thanks for staying here the whole time I was out. I appreciate it."
"No problem," he grumbled.
"But I gotta know why. Why did you stay?"
Shiro clenched his fist. "It's none of your business."
"But I want to know."
"I don't care. You don't need to know."
"But I want to know."
"Shut up."
"Not until you tell me."
"Shut up."
"Not until you tell me."
"I said shut up!" Shiro yelled, whirling on me with unbridled fury on his face. I did my best not to flinch and keep staring at him, but I couldn't help but jump a little at his outburst. I felt my hands start to tremble, and I grabbed my ankles as I pulled them in to sit with my legs crossed. I then turned and asked him in a meek little voice,
"Will you please tell me why?"
Shiro panted and turned around, grabbed the trays, and walked out the door, slamming it behind him as he did.
"Well, that was scary."
I then looked around the room and instantly felt bored. I sat there twiddling my thumbs for who knows how long before I heard another knock on the door.
"Come in,"
I said, and to my surprise, Shiro opened the door. He was holding my spell books. Without a word, he set the books on the foot of my bed and turned to leave.
"Wait,"
I called out, making him stop as he reached the door.
"Sorry if I angered you. I just wanted to—"
"Her name was Hannah," Shiro interrupted me and closed the door. "She was my little sister. We died together in an accident back home on Earth. She was 9 and we reincarnated here. We created this monster together and were made twins. She died 2 days before I was found and brought here to this village. You remind me a lot of her. I—" His voice started to quiver as he tried to continue the story. Then he opened the door and slammed it as he left my room. I sat there, dumbfounded. I had no idea he had a sister when he came here. Probably nobody did. I probably brought back some bad memories when I got hurt. I bet he was the best big brother Hannah could have had in her life. For a moment, it brought me back to my life before. A life I probably wouldn't have again. Shaking my head, I tried to push the thought out of my mind and opened up the dictionary as I began studying the runes. As I read, I decided one thing. I am going to get strong enough that no one will have to worry about me again.
Ding! Blockage part 1 of 3 complete.
How? What? Why? I'll figure it out later.